think God couldn't see in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born. Old Sam put on a three-cornered hat, and in a Richmond shirt he sat, and Patrick Henry told him that, while America drew breath, yes, our liberty our death.
What can I do, take what I have?
Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith. Nobody. Nobody but Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Ryan Solomon, Prince Vitalik, Lafayette. Nobody.
Nobody's going to think about it, Boston.
And a little ragged group beneath it, and some gentlemen and ladies beneath it, and some wise men and some fools, and I believe it too, and you know who I am.
Who are you, mister? Yeah,
how come all this? Well, I'll tell you. Now let me...
No, tell you!
And the mighty fine idea.
A topic unanimously in Congress, July 4, 1776.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with the unalienable right
to life,
yes, sir. That's right.
Is that what they say?
The very words.
That sure does sound mighty fine.
Building the nation's lawful trust, the people's bonds are growing rough. The first is safe for the Lord is up, for the Lord is to bring back.
Everybody who was anybody, they stayed home. But Lewis and Clark and the pioneers, driven by hunger, driven by fear, the Klondike miners and the 49ers, some want to see them and some want to reach it. Some like the boat, while others got beaches. And I believe it too, and you know who I am. Well, I started to tell you.
Yes, mister. Tell us who you are.
You see, I represent the whole of... That's it. That's the idea.
Old Abe Lincoln was thin and long. His heart was high and faith was strong, but he hated oppression, he hated wrong, and he went down to his grave to be a slave.
And
1863 at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And he was right. I believe that, too.
Hey, mister, we still don't know who you are.
Well, I've been trying to tell you. You see, there it is.
People won't